Hello.
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 Oh.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hello.
Saturday at 9:47 a.m. on Comic Radio Hour with your host, Vince and
your mentally breaking down host, Olive.
I've had that bland for a while.
It's very cool. I do very much like that.
Hey, everybody. So, I figured out how to hook up my drum machine to my computer. So, sorry if the audio for this is all, like, B's and P's and S's and it's not to the regular standard that you know.
Sounds pretty okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a bunch of fun fucking stuff I can do now. I was very excited about this. I didn't know what to do afterwards, but I have that. Like, I can make my voice sound like I'm in space.
That's actually kind of neat.
Yeah, so I can
make it sound like I'm going through some shit and I'm just trying to study and listen to some lo-fi hip-hop beats.
Well, technically we are going through some shit right
now.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, everybody. Hey. I don't want to talk about the Rona a lot.
I don't either.
Ever, really, at this point. Mm-hmm. But the two of us were having a nice little conversation the other day.
All right, hold on. Okay, Google, set the lights to incandescent.
What are you doing?
I was fixing the lighting. I looked very pink.
Did you? How bad is... Oh, shit. What happened?
Thank you. No, it's all good.
We were having a conversation the other day. Also, I have a microphone in my hand. It's a Shure, so I could use it as a prop.
I'm just chilling.
We had a conversation the other day, and we realized we're not good.
Yeah, we're not really good right now.
My stomach has been in knots pretty much since January. And now the world's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of, like, need some time.
Yeah, we just need some time to just, like, kind of get our heads out of our asses.
So, on one hand, I kind of feel like I'm failing the people that watch the show or listen to the show.
But at the same time, I feel like a lot of people are also going through some shit right now.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I feel like we should be producing even more stuff. Just as, like, an escape. But at the same time, the show is just going to... It's going to be hindered by us not being well, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So this episode and the next one are going to be shorter half hours or what have you. My camera doesn't. If you can see on the video, I'm wearing two sets of headphones. That's just the kind of fucking week that I've been having. I need one to hear the effects that I'm using to make sure that they're working, and one to hear all of. So I have two very large sets of Audio Technicas on.
And if you're seeing on my video, I am going through a crisis, and I'm doing my makeup to make myself feel beautiful.
Did you cut your hair yet?
I did. I colored it.
Did you really? Because it seems like that's something everybody's doing.
Yeah, I made it a different color.
Well, I think it's coming down to... I think what's
ooh,
happening.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I think what's happening is just everybody's getting hit with the boogans at once, and we just need a little bit of time.
Man, when I thought that I was going to get hit with the boogans, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Well, I mean, you never. So this is going to either become really fun or really annoying that I have these tools in front of me now, and I apologize. But yeah, we just kind of want some time. I feel guilty for like wanting something. But like, we just kind of like, I don't know.
We just need to fucking chill. Yeah. Like, a lot goes into the show behind the scenes.
Yeah, and...
And we spend a lot of time to make the show awesome for you guys. So we just kind of need, like, a little vacation. Since we're all trapped in our homes, there really hasn't been a vacation.
I can't do anything. Like, I get up, and at least I go to work still. But, like, I get up, and I go to work, and then I come home, and then I just go to bed. Like, I don't do anything. And it's getting to a point.
I've been doing has been ignoring my schoolwork, play Animal Crossing, and cry a lot.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about just shaving my beard off and having a mustache, so I know that, and I'm getting into aspect ratios, so I must be going through some shit.
Did you say aspect ratios?
Yeah. Thinking a lot about 4:3 lately.
Why?
I don't know. When I get like really in weird moods, I just discover things and I let it eat me alive. I watched a whole video.
I'm definitely at the point where things are eating me alive. So
I don't want to not give you an episode.
So we're just gonna be chilling.
This is just a hangout. This is just fucking. Yeah. So
just having a little hang sesh.
Yeah. All right. You want to talk about Animal Crossing quick?
Yeah. Hit me with it. You start.
All right. So, remember when I said last week that if you let me gamble, I'm fucking there?
You're playing the stock market, aren't you?
Dude, I made so much money. I bought 3,100 bells.
That's pretty much.
For 100, I want to say 4 each. Something like that. Yeah. And I had my entire kitchen filled with turnips. And then, like, the very next day, I went to go check the price, and the little raccoon boys were like, oh, it's 536 bells a turnip. So, What's five?
Pent? Fucktuple.
Pent?
Pentupled? I think so, yeah.
I pentupled my money. I spent 300,000 bells, and I made 1.6 million.
Jesus.
I made so much money on turnips that I got all the achievements except for the very last one.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, so I paid off my loan and still had like 1.3 million left.
So wait, what level house do you have right now?
I just got the second room.
Okay, I just got the third room. My friend and I just played the stock market because since I time travel, when it is Sunday in someone else's world, it is generally not Sunday in my world.
Mm.
So you can just sit around as long as Daisy May is in one of your worlds, you can go back and forth and just sell shit.
Wow. Wow. As long as you're, what do you call it? Wow.
So it's... It's very manual. It's a very manual process because you can only carry as much as your inventory has.
Yeah. Well, do you have the maxed out inventory?
Yeah, we both do.
Okay, I have the four rows or whatever it is.
We each made about 600K off it.
Not bad.
Yeah, and it was when we did it for like 2 hours.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten any of the achievements for the stock market yet because she was using my shop, so she was the one getting the achievements.
Mm.
But the next time it's Sunday in my game, then we're going to switch roles.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love the stock market.
You do love anything that has to do with money.
That has to do with, and gambling. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't ever want to go to a casino. Because I know as soon as I step foot in a casino, I'm just going to be like, oh.
You're addicted.
Yep, pretty much. Just fucking,
just all story, a whole fucking menagerie of awfulness. I don't like that I like gambling as much as I do.
I don't know what it is. It's like those blind box things. Like, I'll find something like that and I'll just be like, yeah, I want all of that. I want every piece of that in and around my face at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're a collector at heart.
No, I am, but I also just like to fucking gamble. But,
The fun of the uncertainty.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it. It's just that, like, that rush, that like endorphin rush of I'm going to get something I've never seen before. I'm going to get something I've never seen before. I'm going to get something I've never seen before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty freaking good. I like gambling as long as I'm going to win.
That's not gambling.
I know. I like the illusion of gambling. I prefer my odds to be way more solid.
What do you mean?
Like, I want the odds to be tipped in my favor at all times, or else I'm going to probably not take the risk.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that, like, stems from something? Or do you think that it's just, like, you want to always be in control? Do you think you want to have that sort of power? Do you think it's, like, a thing that you just need to know and have and be around and be aware of? Or do you think
it's... I think it's definitely a control thing.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say that it's probably mostly... Like, I've always been raised to be extra cautious mm-hmm. and to not, to be selective with who I trust, so. I think it's definitely a control thing.
Okay.
And I know that I'm not going to take a risk that is probably going to blow up in my face, unless the stakes aren't that high.
Question?
Yeah.
Do you want the biscuit?
The biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do risk it for the biscuit, but when the stakes aren't that high,
how,
you know?
How high are the stakes?
Is it
great? It's grass-fed beef, baby!
I'm having too much fun.
You're having too much fun over there. I need to take that machine away from you.
I love this machine. Am I in pitch? No, what am I on?
Chromatic. There we go, now I'm in pitch.
Tonight, hold on, sorry, we'll get back to that. Tonight on Dateline, we have an interview with the murderer.
I didn't feel anything about it. I ate her face, I ate her eyes, I ate her organs, I did. I did what I had to do and I left.
Sorry. So you think it comes from a place of just being, of wanting to be protective and be safe?
Yeah, and just kind of not letting anyone see the cards in my hand, whether that's from a literal standpoint or a figurative standpoint.
I see. You know, there's an experience that you learned the most about that from?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, do you think that there was a time in your life where you're like, oh, this reigns true? Like my ideals have been challenged and I was in the right.
No, I don't really think so.
Really?
I can't really bring anything to mind, yeah.
I see.
I'm really liking the way my eyes are turning out. I'm doing a really weird color combination.
Do you feel like maybe your want to wear makeup? Because I tried doing an Ask Reddit, because I don't get the appeal of makeup. I don't really like makeup on people in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why you want it or need it. And do you think maybe your want to be more reserved and close it off, being something that you just said has been instilled in you since a child, is kind of your makeup being rebellious towards that?
No, I don't think so. I use my makeup as a way to express myself and to feel comfortable with myself, because a lot of the time, if I don't wear makeup and I go out,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be recognized for who I am.
What do you mean? So you're that, the way you said that, it makes it sound like you've almost put on a mask.
No, it's not that I'm putting on a mask. It's that I'm making sure to portray what I want people to know about me.
So what exactly do you want people to know about you by putting on makeup?
Well, for the most part, I'm trying to not get misgendered. That's the big thing.
Okay.
That's the most important reason why I wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But the secondary reason is that I just like the artistic process of it. I'm kind of going through and going layer by layer and putting on something. Like, when I do makeup, I don't do subtle. A lot of people do subtle, like, nude tones and then just a little bit of glitter on the eye, and that's just great and all.
Mm-hmm.
But I approach it from more of, like, an artistry standpoint of like, all right, let's get these crazy colors and let's do something that's going to make me stand out and make me interesting, and it's going to be fun for me. Because I don't really wear makeup for other people. I wear it for me.
Okay. That almost sounds a little contradictory. Hold on, that's too much.
Because it makes me feel good about myself. And it's multi-purpose. It makes me feel good about myself, and it also portrays about me. It portrays a version of me that I want people to see.
Okay, so question.
Sure.
If you're not wearing makeup for anyone but yourself, then why do you care what other people see about you?
It's not that I so much as care. It's just that it's kind of like there's a certain amount of pleasure in kind of flaunting your stuff, like knowing that you're attractive, or knowing that, yeah, just kind of like knowing that you're attractive.
So
when I do makeup, I do it to make me feel more confident, and then I act more confident, and then I really feel like I'm being myself.
Okay.
It might not be the answer you're looking for, but it's complicated.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't get makeup. I don't know. It kind of seems like cheating. Because, like, I remember when I was weightlifting, everyone was like, oh, you gotta do it competitively. I was like, I don't want to. And they're like, oh, you wear this fucking suit. And I'm like, why do I wear a suit? Like, you wear, like, this one-piece suit? I'm like, why do I have to wear a suit? And they're like, well, you wear it because it helps you lift easier. I'm like, that sounds like cheating.
Or just using the tools to your best advantage.
I don't know. I think any time that I use something to get one up on somebody, like, especially with, like, a sport. Like, if I'm going to, say I'm going to go bowling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, all right, I can play the game with whatever I have, or I can buy this special ball that it always curves a certain way if you throw it. And it's like, well, you know, like, that's cool, but at the same time, that just sounds like pay to win. You know what I mean? Like, I could buy the $100 ball that's going to work if I throw it properly and do X, Y, and Z, or you can buy the fucking, hold on, I have an effect for this. Where is it? Or I can get the, hold on, there we go, let me just fix it.
Or I can
get the
Turbo Master 9000
bowling ball that, like, it spins and fucking dispenses cocaine, and, like, that's cool and all, but am I really winning because I'm good or because I spent $1,500 on a bowling ball? You know what I mean?
No, I definitely understand.
So it's like, that's why I remember seeing posts when I still had a Facebook that was like, I love makeup. It turns me from a 5 to an 8 in seconds. And it's like, your personality's still a 2. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that my personality is constantly a 10, so there's that.
You really think so?
No.
I don't know. It's just, I always saw makeup as kind of like, what does this button do?
I always kind of saw it as just like a way to cheat, almost. Like, just like, ooh, there we go, fucking. And tonight on NPR, we're going to be talking to...
just like a way to, I don't know, not cheat, I guess. Just like, I don't want to meet somebody in full makeup the first time I meet them. Because I don't know what you look like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like... why are you covering up freckles? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you doing XYZ? Like, why can't you just be... It almost honestly seems like an insecurity to me.
See, I'm not that insecure.
I didn't say you were.
I'm really confident about myself in the most recent times. So, it's just more of a... It's an art.
I guess... I don't know. Do you wear makeup around the house?
Sometimes.
Because, I mean, if you're not going out...
It depends how I'm feeling. If I'm in the mood to put it on. Because then it becomes like, oh, your makeup looks so good today. I'll like talk to my friend who's my roommate. And I'll be like, oh, thank you. And it becomes a talking point of, because like she likes makeup too. So it's a way for us to bond even. Huh. I don't see it as a necessity. I really never do. It's just like painting your nails or wearing a polka dotted shirt. It's just another way to say something about yourself, to put yourself out there. But that's just my take.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily correct. Not really that there is a correct take at all. Just kind of how I'm feeling.
Did you see the PlayStation 5 controller?
Yeah, it looked fake.
Yeah, it looks like... I like the thick body. You know what I mean? Like that thick construction.
I want to see alternate colors and I want to see how it feels in my hand. That's basically all the comment I have about it.
Yeah, I saw... I don't know if they were mock-ups or actual pictures, but there was an all-black one, a gunmetal one, like a steel-looking one, red, mm-hmm. and another one that I don't remember. I don't want a white one. I don't like white controllers.
I don't like the white one. It'll turn orange in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they made at the Xbox 360 controllers out of, but mine are still white. But still. I like the PS4 controller. It's not my favorite controller. I think the 360 controller might be like my top two.
Really?
Yeah, I want to say GameCube is one, but I think that's just nostalgia. The Xbox 360 controller, I just liked how big it was. Like, it just fit in my... I have big hands, big meaty claws, and, like, it just...
Wait, can you do that with a filter?
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to try this one, if I can time it properly.
Okay.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, wait, shit. Let me see. Here we go. Big, meaty claws.
Okay. I was thinking more of like the Smash announcer one.
Oh, sure, hold on.
Hello. Big, meaty claws!
So,
and the crowd goes wild.
I got these big old hooks. And it just fits so nicely in my hand. It just like you know when you have a couch or a bed for a long time and it's got a great like ass groove.
Yeah, like you really know how it's gonna contour your butt.
Yeah, that's what that controller was like. It just fit perfectly in my hand. And I like that the PS5 controller is thick. Like it looks. I hope it's that thick because of the fucking battery. Like I just hope it's got a battery that lasts a week and a half. Like. The PS3 controllers lasted like 60 hours, and they were. But that was the thing; they were incredibly flimsy. Like they were so light, there was nothing to them. But mm-hmm. the PS4 controllers felt like they had a little more. I like a heavy controller.
Yeah, I like a little bit of heft on my controller. I mean, right now the controller I use most is my my wireless GameCube controller, which is a little bit light.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that means I can have long play sessions without my fingers feeling like they're fatigued.
Mm-hmm. I've never had fingy fatigue.
Really?
Never had it.
I do. I do get finger fatigue.
Fingy fatigue.
Yeah, I never had that. But
I want to feel it. Like I just want to see what it feels like in my hand. And I know they delayed The Last of Us 2 indefinitely, so we're not getting it till next year as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Maybe later. But, I mean, you know, the world's on fire, so I doubt that their number one priority is video games right now.
Yeah, the number one priority is keeping people safe.
Yeah. That and, what's today's date?
It is the 8th, as we're recording.
The Wastelanders was supposed to come out yesterday, and they pushed it back to the 14th.
Which I think it's going to end up being pushed out again. Just a hunch.
Well, I don't think so, because there's reviews for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If anybody's listening to this, Wednesday, 9, 10, 11, this will come out on the 11th. Ooh, this comes out right before Easter. Happy, whatever the fuck. I think Passover is going on either now or soon. Shabbat Shalom to you, too. There is a review that says, like, I was watching a Mr. Matty Plays video about it, and it was like, they want to reward the people that have been playing the game since it came out, so they say come back with a character that's at least level 20, but they understand a lot of people are going to be playing the game brand new, like they're going to start over, because a lot of people are like, I'm just starting over. I'm just going to start
over. I know that you're just starting over. Yeah.
But they said one thing was like, you'll get to Flatwoods and it'll be like, oh, thank God you're here. Hold on, let me see if I have one for this. Let's go to number 6.
They'll be like, oh, that's not 6, that's 8.
They'll be like, hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, I'm here because it's panning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Back and forth?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You'll get to Flatwoods. Thanks for showing up. Your mayoral booth. So you're still playing 76. Like, you're not just playing... Like, you're playing Wastelanders, but you're playing 76s. Like, register with the thing, and then go join the responders or whatever. And then it's like...
It just feels more alive, it seems like.
Yeah, and... I mean, it's whatever, but... I just haven't played it yet, and when it comes out, and I'll play it then, and then, I'll just go from there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll give, like, a half-ass review on the show of what I think about it, but I can't really say until I play it.
I'll probably download it when it comes out.
Yeah, it's free, the expansion, it's not like you gotta pay for it. I mean, I already paid a lot for it.
Yeah, you already paid a lot for it, like, how many times?
Yeah, I bought it twice.
But like a sucker.
Yep. Well, I wasn't going to get my Power Armor Edition until 2 days after it came out, and I wasn't going to not play it the day it released.
I understand. Not everyone can be strong.
Yeah. Not everybody sees the writing on the wall. Yeah, man. There's, like, nothing going on in the world.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. Bernie dropped out.
But... Yeah, but I don't want to talk about politics.
Yeah.
I mean, not to shut you down, just... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's bad enough...
I'm just tired of it.
Bad enough we got to talk about the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I set up this whole thing on my computer. So right now, I have wires everywhere. I'm wearing 2 sets of headphones. I have my drum machine hooked up to my mixer that's hooked up to my computer. And if I can get my record player to fit on my desk, I'm going to have my record player hooked up to my mixer. And I'm going to try to start making music again during this whole Rona shit. But the only thing is, I don't have a program, because my other drum machine, every time I turn it on with my laptop, because that was like the main hub, my big one, every time I turn that on, the computer like freaks, because the computer's like a decade old, the computer freaks the fuck out and is like, I don't know how to operate anymore, and just shuts down. And I like blue screen, and it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing. So... The way I have to do it is I have to, like, record everything in layers, like I'm using an 8-track machine, not an 8-track, an 8-track, which is like a tape deck thing, but I have to do that in Audacity.
Okay, that's a little bit bizarre.
Yeah, so I don't know how, like, I mean, thank God I know how to work Audacity, but, like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it.
Well, I believe in you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just bumped my mic. Gotta move you a little bit.
What's our time?
We've been on it for about a half hour.
What's our time exactly?
A half hour and 10 seconds.
Oh, wow. Anything you want to talk about? Anything?
Yes, but let me get this eyeliner on first. Because this is going to make or break the entire look.
So, I still have my trip to Japan in October. But they just went on a state of emergency.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I saw something. They banned, like, almost every country from coming in. And you're not allowed to leave. And if you're an American that lives there and you leave to go, even go to another country that's right around there, you still, you won't be able to get, like, they'll give you a hard time to get in.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think this will be done. I think we'll get rid of the last bit of it by September. From what I've heard, a lot of people are saying that the Rona will be over by summer. Like, the heat will kill it, will have a large part in killing it, because apparently it is susceptible to heat.
I sure hope so. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I think that's most sicknesses. So they're thinking through the summer, it'll flatten the curve even more, because right now we're kind of at that, like, weird springtime. The first time in a fucking decade we actually get spring.
Yeah, and it's so nice out right now.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll be gone by then. But the thing is, like, I was thinking, this is a when I go to Japan, it's a country that is so steeped in tradition and... what's the word I'm looking for? Tradition and...
I don't know. What are you?
What is the word? It's tradition and doing things properly, and, like, when you're told to do something, you do it. You know what I mean?
Etiquette, history.
Yeah. So, like, when I get there, how much Rona will be, like, embedded into their culture? Because, like, this is a country who, I mean, and don't get me wrong, we dropped the nuke on them, and that's where I'm going with this, but, like, we dropped the nuke on them, and they changed their entire fucking way they eat. You know what I mean?
Wait, how?
With school lunches, there was a certain thing. I don't want to say it like I know what I'm talking about, because I'm going to paraphrase the hell out of it and probably say something wrong, but after World War II, when school started opening back up again, there was something along where children's lunches had to be X amount of calories, and it had to contain this, this, and this, and whatnot. And I think that's why food, like, that you can buy on the street is so cheap, not just because it's street food, but because, like, food should be cheap.
Yeah, it should be accessible.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and it's all good food. Like, I shouldn't say all good food, because they fry shit, because everybody fries shit, but, like, fish. Japan and one other or two or three other countries have the highest rate of living the longest, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. The average lifespan is, like, 80 or 90 something. And it's because they're all outside, they're all kind of moving, or they walk everywhere, and they all eat fresh fish. Like, it's hard to get beef, but the beef that is there is amazing, because it's expensive and whatnot. I mean, but don't get me wrong, there's shitty cuts of everything, so it's not like, oh, everything you eat is perfect. I'm rambling, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm very excited for my fucking trip, and I just don't want it to get canceled. I've wanted to go to Japan since I was a little boy, and watching Toonami and going, what the fuck is going on over there that their cartoons look like this? You know what I mean? So
you get hit with a couple nukes, and then you have anime.
That's like, do you ever see the anime Down the Rabbit Hole documentary?
I don't think I've seen that. I've watched Down the Rabbit Hole a lot, but
I love Freddy.
He's got a really nice voice.
If there's anybody that I'd love to have on and just talk to, it'd be Fred.
I'd fall asleep because of how soothing his voice is.
But I really like the original Astro Boy, the black and white Astro Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit here and be like, oh, I've seen every episode. But, like, if it's on, I remember back in the day, Adult Swim used to air it. I would watch it. And that's kind of like quote unquote first anime. And he talks about it in there. But
I have seen that one. I remember him talking about Astro Boy. Yeah.
Do you? I haven't hit you with an effect in a while. Let's hit you with an effect.
Do it.
I'll hit you with number 10.
Number 10 is the wah 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 wah.
Whoa.
I was swimming, wah 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 wah.
That was actually kind of cool. I don't like the way she
flies when you're not around. I told the bitch, get the fuck out of town before everybody knows you're a clown. Hey, oh, what do you say? What do you know, girl? Yeah, all right, I'm having too much fun.
You are having too much fun.
Actually, I really like that effect. I never really used it before. Doodly 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 doo.
In the future, we will have spacemen, and we will fly from space. I am Valtrex, destroyer of worlds. Oh shit, that's not what I wanted.
So yeah, you know. Yeah. All right, guys. We just need these this week. This week I still have to edit and whatnot, but like I really appreciate just a week of relaxing.
Yeah, we're just chilling over here now.
And I feel bad that like I'm doing this, like I said before, because people are going crazy, and I felt like if we could at least give them an hour out of their own head in their apartment or their house or around their family or something. But, I mean, I don't want the show to suffer in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I'm at like this crossroads of duality type Johnson. And also I feel bad because, like I just said, come October, November, there might be a month of pre-recorded episodes because I'm going to be gone for quite a while. Like, I'm not just going for a week or like 10 days. I'm going for
an extended amount of time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll get better before it gets worse. And I don't just mean that with the show. I mean the world. Because you know what? Like, we're going to talk about this in the next episode. Okay. I want to make a point. We're going to talk about this in the next episode.
Okay.
There's links to all of there's links to all of our social media below. There's a link to our Discord. You can follow us there. It's how we record the show. We talk to everybody there, and it's a romp. It's a grand old time. It's just fun for you, me, and the whole family. There's links to our Twitter, which I think I already said. If you want to support the show, you want to see us get bigger and better and stronger, you can find our Redbubble. Again, link in the description below. The Redbubble will have shirts, t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, blocks, clocks, duvets, shower curtains. I think there's bags on there now. I haven't updated it in a while, but there's a bunch of shit there, but there are a few people that we have to thank that give us money monthly on Patreon. Again, not required. The show will always be free, but we have to thank these people. They're supporting us during this incredibly tough time, and we said it last time, and we're going to say it till this thing is over. At no point do I want, if you cannot afford it, I do not expect it. I appreciate every single cent you've ever given us. You don't have to give us a goddamn thing.
We know that times are tough, guys.
Yeah, and it's incredible to think that people out there support us and believe in us in such a way, and I can't thank you enough. but in this time where people are being laid off or they don't have work or they whatever, do not feel obligated whatsoever to continue your Patreon submissions. If you want out, I totally get it. Totally understandable. I will not hold it against you. I'm just thankful that you've stuck around this long, and hopefully you'll still stick around in the future, even if you're not submitting to Patreon.
But with that said, we need to thank the Friendly Companion Cube.
Thank you, Cube. Hold on. Everyone's getting a different filter.
Okay, do it.
Thank you, Cube. Did it work? No. Thank you, Cube. Did it work? No. Thank you, Cube. Did it work? Thank you, Cube. Did it work?
I guess it did work.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had the delay on that much. I thought I had the delay here. All right, who's next?
Next up is Noah.
Noah. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah. Next up is Gage.
Gage. We have to thank Gage twice. Gage is...
Gage is one swell fella. Gage, we thank him for the Patreon, but also Gage supports our Discord that gives us Nitro so we can stream and do all the fun Nitro features. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Gage!
Yeah. Ha. Oh, you good?
Ha. Ha. And I said to the boy, I said, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the devil.
Sorry, go on.
And last but certainly not least is Jordan with a Y.
Wait. Oh, shit. I didn't think ahead of time. Hold on.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you.
Also, keep an ear out for Jordan with a Y, because little birdie told me that she was on an episode of Atomic Tabletop.
That birdie owes me like $35.
I know, me too.
Break that fucking bird's legs.
Do it. Well, I just finished my makeup just in time for the episode to end, so...
Atomic Radio Hour!